Chapter 2 He Flippeth. He lied his way out of town. Clero and one of Eleanor's sons, Ray, went sauntering one spring day in 1950. Ray was one of the kids who played with his food, while motherless Clero waited his turn. Up Hudson Boulevard they went, skipping over the abandoned rails of the old trolley line toward Journal Square. Being Eleanor's son made Ray Clero's nephew, despite the fact that he was a year older and several inches taller. "Got some mixed-up relations in our family," Clero said about that. "Some of us probably older than ourselves." Ray called him Unc, while playfully kicking him and flicking a finger off the side of his head. Journal Square thrummed with commerce. Billboards for Coca-Cola, Rupert Beer, Shinley and Philadelphia whiskeys, Camel cigarettes, and the Ringling Brothers circus loomed over six lanes of traffic. The boys weaved around newsstands, shoeshine stands, ice cream vendors, a baton-twirling cop, and a used book salesman who flashed French postcards when the coast was clear. Moviegoers streamed in and out of the Grand State and Lowe's Jersey movie theaters, and the even grander Stanley with its electric billboard and all-brass marquee. Studebaker limousines purred outside the seven-story Hotel Plaza, a brown brick landmark at the corner of the square. Clero and Ray passed the hotel and the rose and honeysuckle-scented premises of Theodore the Florist before reaching a storefront with an Uncle Sam poster in one window and a fighter plane poster in the other. "Come on," Ray said. Next thing he knew.